Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to episode 173 of Top Stories, the Bugle's raid into its own archives. I'm Andy Zaltzman, and today we're going back to issue 134 of the Bugle, Royal Wedding Souvenir Edition. Excitement levels were off the scale in November 2010 when all of the world's ills were fixed with one mega announcement. That's right, a royal wedding was on the way to make everything fine again. Of course, myself and John Oliver were only too keen to join the celebrations.
Top story this week, everything's going to be okay. It's royal wedding time. Oh, God, it's going to be a royal wedding, Andy. Andy, the international news media had a collective seizure on Tuesday morning when it was announced that, and I can hardly keep it together to say this out loud, Prince William and Kate Middleton are going to get married. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. This is huge, Andy. We, as a species, badly need things to distract us from things worthy of our attention, like any wars that we're hypothetically involved in. Sport cannot always be there to do that for us, Andy. So step forward, royal weddings, a true information anaesthetic for news bureaus worldwide.
Prince William, as you say, has
huge.
Very much jumped on the bandwagon of people getting engaged this year. John, setting a trend.
Yeah.
You've also got engaged to someone called Kate as well, haven't you?
Oh, that's true. And I hadn't thought about that until you depressingly raised it.
Also, you've never really had a proper job. So, I mean the links between these two two weddings are quite extraordinary. So, but I guess the obvious first question is, what am I going to wear?
Andy. Oh, God.
I don't know. Do you think I'll be a bridesmaid?
Oh, you could be.
They're both big Bugle fans, potentially. Yep. I don't know if they are, but have they emailed in, Chris?
Under aliases, yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. Let's assume that most emails come in from someone in the royal family.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm going to wear. I tell you what I probably will end up wearing, which is exactly the same thing I usually wear, which is the first items of clothing that I can find that don't have my children's dinner from the previous day smeared all over them.
Well, that sounds beautiful,
Andy. Yeah. It's not that they're messy eaters, John. I just keep hiding in the kitchen bin whilst my wife is clearing up.
Let's just hope the bride isn't going to wear the same thing. Now, true to form, newspapers in England have been printing souvenir editions all week, and we're going to be no exception to this. This is a collector's edition souvenir royal wedding commemorative bugle, one that you can keep forever in a cabinet so that you can one day look at it and wonder why you ever cared. There were two choices for the media this week in terms of details about the wedding. Do you wait patiently for details to emerge, or do you just desperately and indiscriminately guess? Well, they decided to go with the option they've always gone with. If it ain't broke, Andy, don't fix it. And if it is broke, just leave it alone. It'll probably fix itself or something. So with the news rabbit released, the dogs of media were out of the traps fast, speculating wildly about anything even tangentially related to this or any other wedding. What would the cake be? Oh, would it be an ice cream cake in the shape of Buckingham Palace? Would it be a sponge cake in the shape of a curled-up corgi? Or would it be a more traditional royal cake, a mixed raspberry chocolate and vanilla fondant cake in a lifelike representation of the decapitated head of Mary Queen of Scots? And, well, Andy, it would be such a shame if they didn't go with tradition on that one. Because I remember it proved such a hit at the Queen Mother's wedding.
Yeah.
They actually had a full-sized Mary Queen of Scots cake that featured her entire body kneeling on a chopping block. They performed the ceremonial cutting of the cake by raising an axe over their heads and slamming it down onto her raspberry neck.
Yeah, that was unforgettable. Queen Mother's... Was that her first wedding? Or was it the one just a few years ago? Her second wedding? To death.
Do you, Queen Mother, take this man, death?
The celebrations on the street, well, what, millions of people on the street.
Also, Andy, what about a stag night? Would you have one?
Well,
would you have two?
Well, this is one of the big things. There is apparently going to be an Olympic-style bidding process from Britain's nightclubs and casinos to host the Royal Stag Do. But there also has been a proposal that basically Prince William is a publicly owned man and is therefore constitutionally bound to invite every voting-age British man to his stag do. And this presents certain logistical difficulties. So the proposed activities include paintballing, in which the British military will put on a spectacular display with the Royal Navy destroyer HMS Dauntless firing a barrage of paint cannonballs into specially constructed grandstands in Portsmouth Harbour, supported by RAF bombers strafing the nation with paint cluster bombs from the skies and a coordinated air and sea strike. There'll also be go-karting for the duration of the stag do. The M25 motorway around London will become a national go-karting circuit.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep, all speed restrictions will be lifted. There'll be no prosecutions for reckless driving. And GPS trackers will monitor the lap times of all drivers. And the winner will receive a commemorative plastic trophy in the shape of a pair of tits. Also, gambling. Now, in keeping with the great statistical gamble that is modern marriage, gambling has become an integral part of any stag do. So for the Prince's celebrations, everyone in the country will be invited to Britain's biggest casino, the City of London, to take a drunken punt on the London Stock Exchange. The markets are not expected to notice any difference from their standard daily activity. Boom!
Boom! Take that.
And of course, you've got to have drinking. Britain's water companies are going to spike all drinking water with vodka during the stag do. The Prince will ceremonially buy the nation around by flying over Britain in his RAF helicopter, spraying beer into public spaces from a special water cannon. And of course, stag do, well, there's one thing we've not talked about yet. Strippers, John. And, of course, the staunchly royalist Conservative government will itself provide the strippers for both William's stag
and
Kate Middleton's hen do.
Careful here.
Middleton's going to get Chancellor George Osborne and Work and Pension Secretary Ian Duncan Smith dressed as policemen, whilst William will be entertained by Home Secretary Theresa May and, under the terms of the coalition, the Liberal Democrats' Treasury Secretary Danny Alexander in drag. All British women over the age of 18 and younger than the Queen will also be invited to post pictures of themselves in states of undress on the Royal Family's new Facebook page. So it's going to be awesome, John. It's going to be the best stag do this country's ever seen.
Well, I think it really depends. The newspapers seem to think it depends on who is actually organising the stag do. I know, will Prince Charles plan a three-day wine-tasting tour around some of England's most exciting castle ruins? Will Prince Harry plan one around a racist helicopter theme, where they all dress up RAF helicopters in costumes of their favourite racist stereotype before drunkenly buzzing the Houses of Parliament? Or will Prince Philip, plan one that involves going to Vegas, accidentally slipping the group ecstasy, marrying a stripper, having a kidnapping run-in with a member of an Asian drug gang, and somehow stealing Mike Tyson's tiger? We don't know, Andy, but it's exciting to think about what could be. Also, what about the dress, Andy? What about the wedding dress? Would it be strapless? Or would it have straps? How many straps would it have? 2, 5, 20? Would it have 20 straps, Andy? I heard a rumour that it was going to have 20 straps. Did you hear that rumour too? Who's going to make this 20-strap dress, Andy? Stella McCartney? Vera Wang? A sweatshop of Indonesian six-year-olds attaching each sequin to the dress with an adhesive of their own tears? Wow, that sounds great. Where can I get an off-the-peg swimsuit version of that dress? I must have one, Andy. I must have one now.
Tom Jones has offered to sing at the royal wedding, and I think we can now officially offer the Bugle as the official podcast of the royal wedding. We will provide all the podcasting services required by the hopefully still happy despite months of rabid media intrusion couple.
He did offer to sing at the wedding, and he offered with the most literal, dispassionate message of congratulations that has ever been issued about anything ever. He said this, Andy. He said, "People all over the world are excited about the royal wedding, and I am one of those people." Wow. Don't tear up too much when you're issuing that statement, Tommy. Also, Andy, it's important to note, where's the ceremony going to be held?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
Vegas!
Apparently, Kate Middleton, it'll probably be Vegas, but they need a fullback option.
Mecca. That'll put the cat amongst the pigeons.
I tell you what, Andy, that is tempting. That is to just have them march in confidently and see what happens. Apparently, Kate Middleton was photographed going into Westminster Abbey to scout it as a location. Or, you know, will she go for St. Paul's Cathedral? People have been wondering. Or will she get married on the White Cliffs of Dover while flicking the bird at France? That will be populist. The truth is...
Lincoln Registry Office, John. The home of romance. It's good enough for Andy Zoltzman. It's good enough for the f***ing prince.
The truth is that anywhere she goes over the next few days is going to suddenly become a potential wedding location. She was seen going into a petrol station. Wow! Is Kate Middleton considering Toddington Services for her wedding? It does have a wealth of facilities regarding parking for guests and potential catering. Also, if she has one eye on history there, I believe the Queen herself did once famously journey up the M1 and look out of the car window just past Luton and asked of Toddington Services, "What the f*** is that?" The point is,
of course,
Andy,
it was built on the site of the Battle of Toddington, the famous Civil War battle.
Yes, that's true.
It was over, I believe it was a battle over access to supplies of stale sandwiches.
The point is, this is a big, big deal, Andy. Yep. It might not
look like... Is it the biggest story ever, do you think?
Well, I think you could definitely say that. You're definitely free to say that, and isn't that the point? No, it might not look like a big deal when you look at the actual size of the deal that it is, but it feels like a big one, and that is key. Look at it this way, Andy. Kate Middleton could well be our queen one day. And you know what that means? It means we'll be making disrespectful and childish remarks at her expense in the future.
Thank you for listening. Do support what we do by donating to the Bugle voluntary subscription scheme via thebuglepodcast.com. If you're listening in Apple, you can also click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.